Jackson. Pump sends around, wide open there, pick it up. There's Brett Roy, he'll send it over for Hannah. Hannah looking to the backside. Here's a shot by Ike, and a save made. Another shot by Hannah, scores! Shane Hannah with a slap shot from the left side. Gives the Huskies a 4-1 lead.
Mel Pearson in with us today with a Michigan Tech hockey update on this Monday morning, getting us all caught up. And time goes by so fast. I know he's very busy today, but we have him for a few more minutes. And, Coach, really quick, the 4-on-4 possibility with overtime, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was passed by the NCAA Rules Committee. They put that forth. They got a lot of feedback from a lot of different people. And on that committee, I think there's 13 or 14 voting members, and it's from – not only Division One hockey, but Division Three, Division One and Three men and women. So there's a lot of different parties that vote on that. So they recommended they'd like to see 4-on-4 in all leagues. So you play 60 minutes, 5-on-5, go to 4-on-4 for 5 minutes, and then after that it would just be a tie. But they allowed leagues to do whatever they want beyond that. If you wanted to play 3-on-3. Or have a shootout. So it's gotten some lukewarm reception from the coaches. So I don't know if it's going to go through. You know, the way it looks right now, I would say it wouldn't. The coaches are really pushing back hard on this for a lot of different reasons, because they're concerned about, well, if there's a penalty, do you go to 4-on-3, or do you add guys and go to 5-on-4 like some leagues have in the past, and like the USHL I think currently does that. So we're not sure if we're going to have that. In my personal opinion, I think it would be good to get to 4-on-4, and it would be good to have something that's that we all do along Division One college hockey, the same format for overtime.
The whole point of this, is, from what I understand, is that the scoring is down. Are we not just masking the problem, though, when we change the way we play in overtime? Brought up a lot.
Yeah, they're trying to break ties. We're trying to get less ties, I think, too, Dirk. I mean, whether you like ties or don't like ties, some people like ties, some don't. So I think it's just to try and add a little more excitement, a little more entertainment, and then instead of going right from 5-on-5 to 3-on-3 like the NHL does, they wanted to take this first step. So we'll see where it goes.
Okay. Also wanted to ask you really quick about your thoughts on Vegas getting an NHL team.
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, Las Vegas hasn't had a pro sports team yet, so I think that's exciting. You know, I don't know. You know, it sounds like they've got a lot of support. They've had, I think, I want to say 15,000, 14,000 people put deposits in for season tickets already. So we'll see. But I think they're trying to obviously help the Western Conference and get some teams out there. But, hey, why not?
What about NHL camps? We touched a little bit on that. Those will be coming up after the draft.
Well, that's the draft comes up, obviously, this week, you know, on Friday. And then after the draft, you know, the 4th comes up. And then usually after July 4th, we'll have NHL development camps. And we've got a number of players going to development camps, probably about 10 to 12 players. And that's exciting. So we're hoping they do well, but not too well, Derek. So I get that call and say, hey, you know what? They want to sign me. So you always hold your breath during those. But we should be fine.
What about some of the other recruits, Coach, that we haven't touched on
yet? Yeah, three other forwards. And you mentioned names that we'll be familiar with. We got another Gould. Malcolm Gould obviously is departed, but we have his brother Gavin coming in. Gavin had a real good year, top 15 in scoring in the BC Junior League. We've had a number of players from there. Gavin started, in Merritt, has played in Merritt, but then got traded near the end of the year to Nanaimo. Nanaimo was going to make a push for the league championship, and Gavin ended up there and had a real solid year and a real solid career. So he'll come in and add some offense to our team. Another player from BC, Chris Gary, he played in Penticton, had real good numbers in the Alberta Junior League in Olds, and then he went down to Penticton this year and helped them have a great year in the regular season. They got upset in the playoffs, though, which was little surprising because they had a loaded team. But Chris had a solid year. He fought some injuries, but he got through the year. But he's had a real nice overall junior career, and he's another player that we'd look to come in and at some point add some offense to our team. And lastly, we just added a young player recently, Eric Peterson. Eric played in Whitecourt out in the Alberta Junior League, led his team in scoring. So, a real dynamic offensive player. He's got a really good skill. Played a little bit in the Saskatchewan Junior League with Flin Flon also. Mm-hmm. So we feel like we've added some really nice pieces, especially offensively, to help replace some of the offense we've lost, and some real character type individuals up front. So we're excited with this group. It's a nice group of nine players, and excuse me, Dirk, and like I said, we can't wait to get him on the ice. I'm always excited to see the young players on the ice and how they look and where they're at. So I know they're excited too.
I've seen some stuff online on Angus in goal, and yeah. Can you compare styles between he and Carroll and Winches?
Well, I think the closer comparison would be Jamie Phillips. Okay. You know, a little bit bigger.
Lankier guy.
Big boy. They call him Angus Beef Redmond. So big guy, good goaltender, and like I said, he'll push those guys for playing time.
Well, it's very exciting. So we'd like to do this again, obviously, real soon, Coach, maybe after the draft or...
sounds good, yeah.
Why don't we... In a week or two?
After the 4th or somewhere in there, maybe. You just let me know, because obviously there's a number of things we didn't get to. One shout-out I want to give to Mike Aldrich. And, you know, I felt bad for Mike. Not we didn't talk about the playoffs, but him, you know, it's his 20th year there in San Jose. And, you know, he deserves a lot of credit. You know, I've seen a lot go on there, and, you know, coaches come and go, players come and go, but... Mike's been there through it all and does a tremendous job. And I hear from a lot of people around the league, and, you know, they just say he does a fantastic job. So it was
so close.
Oh, yes.
So close.
I mean, unbelievable. And snow so close. And I sort of had split allegiances there. I had three players that played for me at the University of Michigan, won Stanley Cup. So as much as I was excited for them, I'm a Tech now, and, you know, would have been nice for Mike to get his name on that Stanley Cup. But, you know, he's still there. So
they've
got a good team. So we'll see. But big shout out to Mike, and we're proud of him, and obviously does a fantastic job there.
I know you got to go, Coach. One question just came in. Do you like the change in the WCHA postseason playoff format? We talked about this a little bit,
but I do. I think what it's going to do is bring back some excitement to campuses, bring, you know, playoff series we've had here the last couple of years have been fantastic on campus. I mean, you saw the trophy coming. Anyway, I can't wait. And, you know, I think it's going to really be nice that, you know, the fans get to enjoy your team and playoff excitement. So to have all three rounds, especially if you get in that championship game. I mean, can you imagine if we hosted that championship game here next year? Doesn't matter who it is, but the excitement we have around that. So I'm looking forward to it. And Dirk, thanks for having me. I'm sorry, I got a couple recruits in town. I gotta, you know, we gotta continue to recruit. You're recruiting always, so I gotta run out and meet them and their father this morning. So anyway, thanks for again. The listeners for all the support, and again, get your tickets. It's a great price. See some entertaining hockey, see some fantastic players, and obviously that only runs for another 10 days or so. So make sure you get your seats, and it's not that far away.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Dirk.
Coach Mel Pearson taking some time out of his busy schedule to be with us today, and we'll get him on as soon as we can in a couple of weeks and get you updated again on Michigan Tech Hockey here on Mix 93 WKMJ. 93 WKMJ. 93 WKMJ.